Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well. We've got Fumblegate. And I guess now, all of you out there in hot take show land, national hot take show land, the Shannon Sharps, the Colin Cowherds, all the other morons out there that took Josh Harris and ran with what he said with no evidence. I wonder if you're going to be talking about this tomorrow. Bruce Gradkowski, who was the backup quarterback that day, by the way, who does some broadcasting and things, does some stuff here, does some stuff for maybe the NFL Network or whatever. Is anyone going to have him on the show to talk about this? Or do we not want to have anybody out there that might say the reality? And basically, what he did, he took the coach's film, put the video up on Twitter, and narrated what was going on. He basically said, without saying, this Josh Harrison is a clown and he's full of you-know-what. And the bottom line is, the other thing he said is what I said before, which is a lot of guys have said. Ben's a fierce competitor. He's also a stat monger. So if you don't believe, he's petty, but if you don't believe, anything else, believe this. He's not going to put a negative stat on his the back of his football card. He's just not. He's not gonna put a fumble or an interception or anything like that up there that's a negative stat. But the other thing he said is if you look at the play, and he narrates the play, apparently it's a play that's a halfback handoff, right? And Josh Harris was the halfback, where the fullback is actually set in the I formation as opposed to being offset. And they actually had to change the name of the play because Ben, it wasn't the only time that Ben had forgotten that the fullback was behind him. So when he turned to hand it to Josh Harris, the fullback, it doesn't even matter. The fullback was there and knocked the ball out of his hands. But yeah, let's believe some obscure running back. Tom in Munhall. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Paul, that kind of puts a new twist on it because I was actually leaning more towards it looked suspicious to me. But you were mentioning, what were you saying, that normally that fullback is offset a little bit?
He's offset, yeah. He's normally offset to the right or to the left. And okay. When Ben, he was in that formation or whatever, the play call, he ended up actually in the straight I formation. So when Ben goes back, he's expecting Harris, and he's expecting to have another step or two. Instead, him and the fullback collide. So they actually, after that play, they changed some of the verbiage to describe that play so that when they called it, the quarterback, whoever it was, would remember, okay, he's right behind me. He's not offset to the right or to the left.
All right, well, that needs to get out there because, to be honest with you, without that explanation, I was actually leaning more towards it looked suspicious because you got a quarterback, okay, if you look at the fullback, he doesn't have his arms positioned to receive the ball, but the halfback does. So you got two out of three players who were running one play, and then you got the quarterback, and quarterbacks tend to not forget what play is called. So you look at that. So that would be one thing until you made that you explained that situation. The other thing is, what's Ben flopping for? I mean, Paul, he's like the most difficult guy to bring down, but yet he goes and hands off the ball fumbles and Ben kind of like tumbles and falls back. I mean, this guy is 6'5", 270. He's the most difficult guy to take down, and he's a great athlete, and all of a sudden he's flopping on the ground. That looked very suspicious. Secondly, Ryan Clark did not exonerate Ben at all. In fact,
he absolutely did.
No, let me say why I disagree. They asked him up front, the very beginning of the interview, is that something that Ben could possibly do? And he did the all shucks. He didn't come out.
And then what did he say?
Well, no, later on he was just saying.
Even in that first sentence, what did he say in that first sentence?
I don't remember.
He said basically that he doesn't believe that's something Ben would do. That Ben's petty, but that's not something he would do.
Now, as far as regarding stats, I mean, a fumble is not going to go against his stats. You know what drives me crazy about Ben, and it showed up in the New Orleans game for the first time? Did you ever notice through Ben's career, and I like Ben, by the way, but I don't like his decision-making sometimes in critical games at critical situations, like the Patriots a couple years ago when he threw a pick, and the Jacksonville playoff game when he hung on to the ball and threw a pick, and, you know, and so forth. But Ben never throws the ball away. Did you ever notice that, Paul? Now, that does go against your stats, because every time you throw the ball away, you know, that's an incompletion. That goes against your stats. But what was interesting against New Orleans, for the first time, because it was such a critical game, he had to win the game to get into the playoffs. He had to throw his, you know, propensity protected stats. You finally saw Ben throw the ball away a couple times. Paul, he never throws the ball away. So you are right. He does do stuff to protect
his absolutely staff. Does. And there's other stuff he does. When they're down inside the 1 yard line and the 2 yard line, how many times does he check into a passing play and try and get a touchdown pass? You know what I mean? There's a lot of things. Listen, that's why this whole thing about how Ben gets a pass and all of you are defending Ben and you never get – that's not true at all. Nobody in the media – well, there's one or two guys that, and you know who they are probably, that will defend Ben to the death. Most people know who he is. We've all said who he is. We all understand who he is. But that's a far cry from a guy intentionally fumbling in a game where you're trying to take a knee and finish the game and win.
Well, you need – that explanation that you just made is the first time that I've heard something that makes sense.
No, because it's out there. It is out there now because Bruce Gradkowski, he put it on Twitter along with the video while he narrates exactly what was going on because he was on the sideline with the headphones on.
But I still scratch my head, Paul, how he flops like he does, though.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the call. We've seen Ben fall before on the football field. Again, I appreciate the call. Here's my thing. Maybe we could, you know, give the benefit of the doubt that the guy's a jerk, but he wouldn't fumble in a game where you're trying to take a knee to win the game on, you know, where we put the game in, you know, it would be in jeopardy. He wouldn't do it. Heavy D. How you doing, Heavy D?
Good. It's funny, you know, you talk about how much of an imposter this Josh Harris is. You called him Josh Harrison when you were just chatting about him with Gradkowski. You can make that mistake so easily because you just don't know who this guy is. And I got to tell you, too, I mean, I'm pretty up on media and up on what goes on. I had no idea who this guy was. But here's what I will tell you. I can't open up Twitter and not see this guy. I see him all over the place. So he will certainly do anything he can at this point to not let it die. I saw him. I opened up something today. He was, you know, showing something on a TV and going over it once again. It's just unbelievable. This guy, he refuses to go away. But hey, thank God we have the Pirates coming up here momentarily to be able to take our you know attention away from this insanity.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Ben. I just can't see him doing that in a million years. But you know, he certainly isn't an angel, that's for sure. But I don't get him doing that at all. And again, and like everybody said, this guy's looking for his 15 minutes. But like, I'm excited for the Pirates. There's no question about that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think a lot of people are, Heavy D. I appreciate the call. I think a lot of people are in some ways just because it feels like it's going to be a different year. It feels like it's going to be a different year. And that's the reality of the situation. 412-928-9370, in light of what Bruce Gradkowski said, I'm assuming that we are now done officially with this nonsensical Josh Harris story, but perhaps there are some of you who still want to believe it. 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.